You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There are different ways to measure inflation in America. One is to look at your own bills. There's also the Consumer Price Index. And powerful people use the one out today, the PCE Price Index, which in a year has gone up by the most since 1982. Let's consult the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton in Chicago, Diane Swank. Good morning.
Good morning.
6.4% using the central banker's favorite inflation gauge. And what? You think it's going to get worse?
Sadly, that was in February before much of the surge in commodity prices we saw in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And so things are going to get much worse before they get better. And it's important because the Fed has, of course, taken notice. They are ready to raise rates aggressively and reduce that big, huge balance sheet that they have that will amplify rate hikes out there. So the Fed is looking to throw ice on this hot economy. Bundle up.
I mean, the real question, right, will be what's happening late in the year, because if the Fed gets it right and it all works, maybe this will start coming down.
It will start coming down. The question is at what cost, not what price. The cost could be higher unemployment. And that's what I fear is we're now at that stage that the only way to do this trade-off is no longer the magical soft landing, but as I mentioned before, a softish landing that Powell noted. Softish is hard. That means we'll probably see an increase in the unemployment rate by year end, sadly.
Diane Swank at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.